Hello, everyone, and welcome to Divine Human. I am Maria Martinez, and today we have Donna Fairhurst. Donna is an intuitive life and soul transition coach, Reiki master, psychic medium empath, and auric and chakra intuitive. Donna was born nearly blind, surviving polio, cancer, 3 near-death experiences, failed relationships, bankruptcy, multiple career, and home transition, plus traveling the world, equipped her with a PhD in life, in what she describes as a human being yoga to God. She has studied spiritual and healing modalities and practices for over 4 decades and embodies the highest degrees of awareness and is attuned to vibration healing via Reiki, chakra, and auric resonance. Combining life coaching, psychic and healing abilities, scientific aura imaging, and more, she empowers her clients to vivid powerfully through any transition or challenge, creating soulful solutions to reach their highest level of personal awareness with balance, clarity, and coherence. Welcome, Donna. Tell us, did I miss anything? You're so amazing.
No, thank you so much. I'm so honored and pleased to be here with you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. This is going to be a really fun interview. Tell us a little bit more about what helped you arrive at this point in time and what led you to the work that you're doing now?
Arriving at this point in time, well, I liken my life to a river that flows. And like all rivers flow, they flow up, they flow down, they flow sideways, they go underground, they go over mountains and down waterfalls. And in the journey, they're eroding and they're growing and they're slowing and they're flowing. And so, like every river, energetically, your life is about flow. And so my mantra is know, grow, flow, and glow. You come in here to flow. You come in here to grow. You come in to know more of yourself from flowing and growing. And as you know yourself, your light gets brighter and your present gets brighter. And as that happens, you bring more attraction, more light to the river that is your life. It's all part of the journey.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yes. And we are all here to do that, to embody more, access more, be more, and be that beautiful light, divine light within us and shine it brightly. So thank you for that. So today's topic is Radical Forgiveness 2.0. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, forgiveness is a gift we give ourselves that empowers us to see ourselves through our hearts and Creator's eyes, whatever Creator is for us. It is the result of suspending judgment, remorse, guilt, shame, blame, and fear to live in and from the center of our sacred soul self. Now, the first question I get from people is, why is this necessary? This is necessary for all levels of human consciousness, and it affects us all equally. And what I teach is to create balance mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually in the 4 quadrants of your being. To do that, forgiveness is the number one element. You can't access divine love. You can't access grace. You can't access your full embodiment as a human being rather than a human doing. I tell people you're either a human being growing and glowing and flowing, or you're a human doing and you do and do and do. And sometimes in the doingness, we get stuck with a lot of do-do. And
exactly,
it feels really kind of crappy. So true spiritual growth and freedom is attained by embodying forgiveness as an action plan on every level of your being. As humans, we tend to judge all things, both consciously and unconsciously, because for the most part, we live from our ego brain and we don't consciously take the time, sometimes every day, to connect it to our heart brain. Our heart brain is so much bigger than our head brain. Our head, our ego, wants to keep us safe. And so that means not taking any chances, not stepping off of any ledges, not trusting that new thing or new person or new place in front of you. And also not letting go of the things that we judged in the past. I say that you are either living in calm and coherence, or you're in chaos and incoherence. And one of the best tools to remain in calm and coherence is radical forgiveness.
Beautiful. So
there are 9 keys to that that we can discuss.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about what those are. You know, in my own work, that is really one of the core pillars. And actually, you mentioned them, forgiveness, self-acceptance, self-love, self-trust, self-belief, and knowing that you're enough, deservingness. So mm-hmm. when we can step into, because they cannot exist one without the other, forgiveness is so important. And you mentioned this, forgiveness is something that we give ourselves, but also it's like you're bathing yourself when you're giving yourself forgiveness or when you're forgiving others, because we often think that, oh, it's, you know, they did this to me. It's so easy for them to just, you know, for them to get off the hook if I just forgive them, but it's not for them. It's for us. As long as we hold on to whatever it is that we think they did to us, that is blocking us from creating. It's blocking us from living our life. It's blocking us from creating more of what we desire. So it's just so important. It's a foundation of who we are and what we do. So tell us a little bit more about the keys.
Well, absolutely. The first key is, and you stated it so well, we are born to embody this. If we remember that we are infinite souls born of love to express love, and that we come from and we return to infinite love, then it's impossible not to forgive. Because in the space of infinite love, and I learned this in one of my near-death experiences, where when we return to the lightness of being on the other side, all there is love. And believe me, when I was there, all 3 times that I remember, I asked some hard questions before I came back. Mm-hmm. So number 2 is judgment always results in chaos, and chaos mm-hmm. always results in incoherence. And forgiveness always results in calm and always creates coherence. And when we are in coherence energetically in our physical, emotional, and spiritual body, the mental aspects of, you know, survive to thrive leaves, and we survive to thrive with love. It's a juxtaposition of the mm-hmm. elements of the energy. Number 3, forgiveness is always, always heart-based. It mm-hmm. doesn't come from here. Our brain tells us not to forgive. Our heart says all there is forgiveness. Mm-hmm. So that is the elimination of judgment and ego, going mm-hmm. from the ego mind map into the heart-centric map. When you label something as good, bad, indifferent, or anything else, you are in judgment. It just is. Your perception mm-hmm. of it and how you change that perception of it brings you back into infinite love, which creates the space for radical forgiveness. When you forgive without forgetting the lessons you learned in the process, you don't stay stuck in a memory. We get stuck in memories of things that may have gone bad, sideways, upside, downside, whichever side they went to. And we hold on to the energy of that negative memory. That negative memory creates the energy that doesn't allow for us to forgive ourselves for holding the memory, let alone forgive the person, place, or thing, action that created it. So the number one, this is the most important one. Don't dwell in the drama. Mm-hmm. Don't dwell in the drama. When you label something as good, bad, or indifferent, you negate it. You can forgive without forgetting the lesson you learned, and in exactly. the process, get unstuck. All judgment comes from drama, right?
So, absolutely. Absolutely. And when you mention don't get stuck in the drama, don't label it, that also comes from self-awareness, observing yourself, observing your reality, observing the events around you. And when you can observe the lesson, when you can observe the learning, you realize this is an opportunity for me to grow. It's not something that is here for to take me down, to derail me. It's here for me to learn something from it and continue to move forward and grow and expand consciously, emotionally, mentally, in your capacity and your abilities. And the other thing that I feel like is really important, and you mentioned it, is that when you are not able to connect to forgiveness, then it's difficult for you to love yourself. if you're unable to forgive somebody else or even yourself, then it's very difficult for you to access self-love, self-belief, self-trust, self-acceptance. So they're so interconnected that you really can't have one without the other. So when you say, I believe in myself, but you don't love yourself, there is a, you know, an imbalance. There's a separation. There is a gap there. When you say I'm being my best self, but you're not able to forgive yourself, then you're not being authentic and in integrity with yourself. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. You know, forgiveness is what I call the kickapoo joy juice of life, because when you forgive, you release endorphins in your body that allow you to free you from the ego brain, the egocentric brain, and you can live from heart to create and embrace hope and joy and love and grace and freedom. That's true spiritual discernment. That's true spiritual alignment, whatever spirit is for you. And I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're a Christian, a Buddhist, a Muslim, whatever, or nothing at all, agnostic, as long as you have that sense of self and that sense of self-love. If you can't love yourself, if you can't forgive yourself, if you can't forget the stupid, silly little things that you judged as stupid and silly, stupid and silly, which in itself is a judgment. The way we speak to ourselves, the words that we use with ourselves and others create the energetic egg that is our auric field, and the energy that we put out from those self-judgments and judgments or evaluations of other people come back to us as exactly the same energy. We are mirroring with our words and our lack of love or forgiveness the energy of that. So all we can receive back is the lack of that, because that's what we're putting out. So it's all about you. It's not about the person, the place, the thing, the situation, the action, the he said, she said, they did, we did, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. It's none of that. Mm-hmm. It's about, I am who I am. I am doing the best that I can in this and every moment, and working from that space. I might make some missteps. I might make something that someone else might view as a mistake. There are no mistakes. If you're living in this space of love and radical forgiveness, there's only opportunities to learn, opportunities to know yourself, grow yourself, flow with that beautiful river that's you, and ultimately be a mirror, a shining light of living from that space.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well said. I love that. We are the masters of our reality. Right? We create from our belief systems, from our actions, our behavior. And if we're living in forgiveness, then we're living in self-love, self-acceptance, radical trust. We're living in unconditional love. And that's what we're resonating. That's what we're reflecting out into the world. And then that's what's coming back to us. And then our world, you know, we're being the change, and we're creating opportunity, not just for ourselves, but for the rest of the world. So that's amazing. Thank you. And Donna, tell us a little bit about your greatest challenge or greatest lesson.
Oh, my greatest lesson has been that strength is not an entity in itself. That to have strength, you have to have resilience. And resilience is a muscle. It's like the unknown muscle in our body. Like our heart is this huge muscle. Resilience is a muscle that we grow and we expand and we strengthen with the challenges of the journey in our path. My challenges were childhood blindness, followed immediately at very young age of polio. I had cancer. I had two divorces. I had a bankruptcy in the process. I have experienced every kind of failure, betrayal, trust issue that you can imagine with others and even with myself, because sometimes when people get to a really low point where they're really just done, they feel like they're done with life. There's nothing more that they take in. That's when the heart squeezes out that little bit of extra juice and the resilience comes up. And hopefully you phone a friend, you get help, you dig in, you dig out. but you have to go inside.
Exactly.
To get outside.
Yeah. And I think that's really important because sometimes we don't know that we have that. Sometimes we don't know we have that resilience, that we were created this way to thrive. And so it's really important for us to remember that no matter where you are in your situation, there's always a way out. There's always a solution. And it begins with you coming in, being still, recognizing that you have power and strength and courage, and that your journey is the journey that you chose. You chose it because before coming here, and you chose it because it was perfect. So everything that's happened in your life has been orchestrated for your evolution, for your alignment, for your growth. And if we can look at it that way, then we know that there is possibility, there's infinite possibility. So that's a beautiful message. What other takeaway, what other message can you share with our audience that can, you know, whenever they're facing a challenge, whenever they're facing a situation, what else can you share with them from your experience?
Well, I was born seeing spirit and angels, and I shut it down early in life because people reacted negatively to it around me. I'm a lot older than you. I didn't get these gray hairs out of a Clairol box. Every single one of them is.
And they look beautiful.
It's a testament to the journey that I've had. I earned that PhD in life with every one of the experiences. And I think the testament that I would like to leave is that you are not alone. You are never, ever at any time here, in between, or on the other side in your journey, in your transition through life and back to spirit. You are never alone. You are guided. You are guarded, and nothing happens. Even the worst stuff in your life is something that you chose as a soul on the other side to learn and grow through, to grow that soul muscle. You see, the thing I learned is the soul doesn't care if we're uncomfortable. The soul feels the discomfort, and the soul grows through expanding awareness of the soul that you are, not the human body that you are. The human body and that part of your spirit is a vehicle that carries your soul around. Just like you get into your car and you keep your car nice and clean, and you change the spark plugs and you change the tires and you rotate them and you make sure you've got gas and you make sure you've got oil. You follow all the road rules, hopefully, and you don't get into road rage or anything like that. You drive your car. Well, your body, your human beingness, is the vehicle that drives your soul around. And so your soul just wants to get that body from experience to experience to experience to grow the fullness that you want to attain in this lifetime and to learn the spiritual lessons that are integral to you and aligned with your integrity and to grow that spiritual integrity along with your mental, physical, and emotional self. So the physical body is aligned with the three quadrants, or the three of the physical, mental, and emotional. The spiritual body is the fourth element. And that's the one that we are less aware of in our everyday living, right? You're busy living. You're not thinking, I am a soul expanding into greatness and light. And as I grow, I am being a mirror for other souls to be more greatness and light. We don't go around espousing that for the most part. We just raise our families, go to our jobs, talk to people. So even avenues like this, this podcast is such a gift to the world. You're a gift to the world. This is a gift we're sharing. And it's full of joy. And that's what we are supposed to feel if we will align our attitudes and our awareness to joy. I do a daily grid, an energy grid and awareness for my family, myself, and my clients on Monday of every week. Mm-hmm. So today's grid, I'm just going to turn away from you here, is play, tenderness, compromise, comfort, purpose, strength, purification, truth, surrender, and joy. And those are the elements through our energetic body. Beautiful. That I and everybody I hope in the world is incorporating this week through their field. That's what the universe is sending us.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great sort of practice to have, even if you don't know how to create a grid, but just to have an intention of the vibration or energy that you want to live into the day or the week. Mm-hmm. And that's part of a practice that I share with my clients. It's just because everything starts with you. You are the center of your universe and you continuously emanate your beautiful radiance. So what radiance, what vibration do you want to set the tone to your day and allow others to feel into so they may be inspired to also set their own tone for the day of joy, happiness, abundance, prosperity, balance, to be more present in their life. Beautiful, beautiful, Donna.
That's beautiful perfect. Work. I am so thrilled to hear that you have a practice that you do daily, that you share with your clients, your friends, and your family. It's one of the markers of mm-hmm. It's like a goalpost in your mm-hmm. journey as a soul. When you create a personal spiritual daily practice that is like brushing your teeth or taking a shower, it's there. And if you can expand that practice into everything you do when you're driving, when that awareness stays with you, I created a toolkit that I created for myself about 35 years ago. And it consists of a prayer, an angel invocation, and 7 affirmations for each of the energy centers in my body. And as I expanded on that and started sharing it with people, and they started creating, using it in their life, we all saw miracles happening, big and small, in our own lives. We also mm-hmm. saw tragedy and trauma and all of the things that life brings. But having that toolkit, having that practice, having that awareness of soulness mm-hmm. and the ability to dig into that is what builds that and strengthens that muscle of resilience. It's what allows you to have courage in the face of danger.
Beautiful.
It's the default.
Beautiful. I love it. And actually, forgiveness is part of my daily practice. And I tell my clients, if you ask yourself, who can I forgive today or what can I forgive today? And the same thing comes up 25 times, be okay with that. Because you're going through the different layers of what that is. You're allowing yourself to go deeper into that forgiveness and letting go. So it's okay, whatever comes up. So I suggest forgiveness, gratitude for yourself. Usually we do gratitude for others and everything else. But what about you for choosing to be connected to who you are, choosing to express yourself fully, being grateful for having a beautiful connection with your soul, your spirit, your light, your divine essence, the goddess within you. So it's coming back again. It allows you to come back even further toward yourself mm-hmm. and to that alignment of who you are and honor yourself for who you are, because we honor mm-hmm. many people around us. We honor our family, our partners, but what about us? So that's really important. And it's part of what we do in that morning practice. And what I found is that when you have that consistent practice, the day seems very natural. Like you mm-hmm. easily step into whatever your intention is for that day.
That's beautiful. That's number eight in my rules of radical forgiveness. It's all about you. If you're dealing with trauma, deal with it. If you're in a situation that requires you to take radical steps for yourself, do it. It's all about you, not the person, not the place, not the thing, not the situation you might be in odds with or at odds with. Get over it. Get on with it. Take the steps. Find the resources available to you. Get counseling. Get a coach. Find a coach. Speak to a friend. Whatever you need to do to get that out of your body and embrace it as a daily act. Like, what am I holding on to from yesterday that maybe I haven't forgiven or I'm not in gratitude for? What was the lesson I learned in that situation that was causing me some kind of distress? And distress is, it doesn't matter whether it's a little one, I can't mm-hmm. find my lipstick that I want to wear today, or oh my God, my car's got a flat tire and I can't get to work, or my mother's sick, whatever it is, mm-hmm. there's a lesson and there's a reason for that experience to show up in your life and to be in gratitude for it, forgiveness for whatever the situation brought to you that was anxiety or anxiousness allows you to grow. And it all comes from judgment. That's the big one. Don't let judgment ground you. Mm-hmm. We are born to fly. Beautiful. And flying comes from grace, gratitude, love, and forgiveness. If you're not there, you're in shame, blame, guilt, or fear. So shame, blame, guilt, or fear, love, no, grow, flow, and glow. Which one do you want to live from?
The higher vibrations, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Beautiful, beautiful. So if there was something that you thought of, like, if, you know, this is the one thing that I want everybody to walk away with, you know, if they don't remember everything I said, this is the one thing I would love for them to remember. What is that?
As a human being, when you get stuck in doing this, the one thing you have that no other creature realizes they have is free will choice. Mm-hmm. You have choice in
your superpower.
And that is your superpower. And from choice, you have a choice whether to dig into resilience and strength or anger, shame, blame, guilt, and fear. So it's a choice. This is a situation in front of me that I can feel is causing me anxiety. Breathe. Mm-hmm. The first thing is to just breathe into it and breathe out with it.
Beautiful. I know. And then decide how you actually want to feel about it, because that's where the awareness comes through.
And beautiful. What is the most positive action step I can take? You know, I think the greatest thing I teach is grace. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes in a situation that's causing us distress, we don't feel the love. You know, you can't feel the love when you're feeling attacked or you're feeling shamed or blamed or you're in fear. It's hard to feel the love. And God gave us a get out of jail free card, just like on the Monopoly board. And it's called grace. Grace allows.
I love that.
Yes, grace is the gift of, I can't love this person, place, or situation. I don't feel like I like what's happening. I can choose to be grace. And this is what I do in every situation. And where I got this from is one day I was in a hospital going to walk into a door to speak to my very best friend who was dying, who had betrayed me in the worst kind of way. Mm-hmm. And it took everything I could to walk in that door. And I wasn't feeling the love when I was going in the door. I knew I had to create the space for us both to forgive each other and go and grow together before she passed. And when I was walking in that door, I said, "Dear Lord, if I can't be love, please, dear Lord, let me be grace." And grace is the strength. Grace is our wings. Grace allows us to fly even when our feathers are on fire, even when we can smell the smoke and it feels evil or ugly or disengaging or disempowering. We can say, I know grace.
Beautiful.
Grace will get you there.
Beautiful. Donna, you share so many different things and so many things that I wanted to dive into that we didn't have the time today. And I love to have you back and continue this conversation and go deeper into your experiences, even this experience that you mentioned, just the way of being and the power of choosing grace, choosing forgiveness, choosing love, choosing radical trust. Beautiful. Love to have you back again. Where can they find you? If someone wants to connect with you,
my website is simple. It's my name, www.donna, D-O-N-N-A, Fairhurst, F as in Frank, A-I-R-H-U-R-S-T, donnafairhurst.com. When you go to my website, you'll be able to select a free, my grounding prayer. That is the number one thing in my toolkit. You can access a 30-minute complimentary zero to clarity session with me and unpack one tool that's going to work for you right now. And all my stories and this broad podcast will be on there too for people to see.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love your energy. You have so many beautiful, beautiful nuggets to share with everybody. And I hope that they can also enjoy the podcast and enjoy your work and connect with you. Thank you, Donna, for being here. And we love to have you back very soon.
Thank you very much. I'd love to come back. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being with us. If you have any questions, you can reach out to us via our email. This podcast is going to be up very soon. Divine Human. I look forward to talking to you all soon. Bye-bye for now.